This week in West Virginia history, physician John C. Norman, Jr., a pioneer in artificial heart research, was born in Charleston on May 11, 1930. His father was West Virginia's first licensed African-American architect. Norman was valedictorian of his class at Charleston's Garnet High School in 1946. He went on to Harvard Medical School, graduating in 1954. As a surgeon at Boston City Hospital in the 1960s, he began researching organ transplants and, in 1967, successfully transplanted the spleen of a healthy dog into a hemophiliac dog. He also started experimenting with a battery-operated pump for heart patients. In 1972, he moved to Houston, where he developed the first abdominal left ventricular assist device. This pump could be transplanted temporarily into patients who suffered cardiac failure after open-heart surgery. Norman also researched potential power sources and other materials for artificial hearts. For 3 years in the late 80s, he returned to West Virginia as chair of the surgery department at the Marshall University School of Medicine. He then retired to Massachusetts. During his career, John C. Norman, Jr. wrote more than 500 scientific papers and 8 books. He died in 2014 at age 84. For more information on John C. Norman, Jr., visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.